Oil hit Alabama's coastline this weekend. Here's how Alabama Governor Bob Riley described what was happening yesterday on CBS's Face the Nation.
It got a lot worse last night. We had a lot of oil come on to Orange Beach and Gulf Shores, and it's a liquid, and it's very difficult to pick it up mechanically. It's very difficult to have to pick it up physically.
Well, this morning we're checking in with the residents from Alabama's coastline to hear firsthand how they've been affected. We're joined by the chief resident down there. We're joined by Tim Kant, mayor of Fairhope, Alabama, down there on the Gulf Shores. Mayor Kant, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
How is the spill looking to you on the beaches? Does your assessment match up with the governor's there?
It does, and of course, Fairhope is a little bit from the Gulf. We're currently about 8 miles from that particular area on the Mobile Bay area. And so whatever happens there is just a matter of time before it hits our beaches.
Now, that's because you're up in Mobile Bay kind of on the side, right, on the eastern shore, so not on the Gulf
that's
Coast,
correct.
but up the hall and to the right, right?
That's correct. We're in a nice little area, but once it gets into Mobile Bay, the oil actually goes in a current, it can affect us. And yesterday, we had oil in the bay, so we've been very vigilant about watching exactly where it's going to go next.
Mm-hmm. And what about the response so far? How does it look to you? Not only the cleanup, which maybe you don't have a lot of cleanup in your town yet, but certainly for you, it's got to be about prevention right now, right? Protection.
That's correct. We're doing everything we can. Of course, in the booming operations, we found out, everybody had a false hope, and it just goes over or under the booming. But I think the booming lease gets the first wave of defense, and then, of course, then we go from there. But the response time, I think that's one of the issues when I talked with President Obama this morning, is that we need to determine what level of response we want, because we talk to some people on the beach, they don't see them for a day, and others you'll see them within hours. So I think we need to have a better understanding what the response time is to cleaning up our beaches.
Now, wait a second. You spoke with the president this morning, or you will speak to him?
We'll be speaking with him later this morning.
Oh, you will be speaking to him.
Yeah,
you've got
correct.
A message for him. Well, what about what have you seen about the communication between, well, local officials like you and then state and federal officials? Are all the hands talking to each other? We've heard a lot of complaints in Louisiana.
We've had a lot of problems with communication. I don't know who's at fault. I think it's because nobody knows exactly who's in charge. But that's gotten a lot better over the last weeks. Our governor now is leading the charge, and so we feel a lot better that the president and administration is listening to our governors, and hopefully BP will be coming on board soon. That's the only trump card we have in the whole process.
Now, how do you feel, Mayor Kant, from Alabama, from Fairhope, Alabama, how do you feel about the media response? There are plenty of reporters down there on the ground, plenty of live hits on television, certainly live hits on the radio. Is media getting the story right about how bad things are?
I think they are. I think they're doing a good job. I'm just a little disappointed that we're having too many closed meetings. A lot of times politicians get excited over the media, but in times of crisis, I think that's when we need you out there the most, to reporting exactly what's going on. And when you hear the stories of them trying to filter what actually is being done and cut out some of the really bad scenes, of course, we don't like to see those scenes because it kind of makes sure the tourists don't come. But I think we need to show what's happening so we can get a quicker response.
Now, what are the main describe your town for me a little bit. What are the main industries there? I know that fishing has to be big. What are you all making your livings on down there?
Well, we're mostly a bedroom community, Mobile. We have, tourism is probably the largest in Baldwin County, which we're affected by, which between June 1st and July 1st is about almost $1.7 billion worth of tourism-related industry.
Wow.
And then when you put on top of that across the bay to Mobile, their seafood processing plant alone is $1 billion, and it's shut down. So you can see when you all of a sudden take $2 billion out of the economy, it's just going to trickle down to that's where we have county school systems, so that means all the schools will have less dollars than their children. And so it's just going to be a massive effect going forward. And it's not just restaurants and tourists and the hotel rooms, but it's everything.
You've got a lot of nervous people in your town.
everybody, and that's been the biggest complaint we had. I've been going to meetings for 10 years, and when we were met last week over claims, I thought there was going to come to some blows because elected officials are just so frustrated because BP says they're making claims, yet our citizens say they're not. I had a young gentleman call my office who just has a small little pet business where he puts up animals for the resorts. And he said his business has been down some $7,400. Now, that's not a big claim. And he took 4 weeks and finally gets a phone call and says, we're going to let you have $2,400. And you can see, of all the things to turn in, and he asked why. He says, well, we can't pay for your electricity.
So you've got to be
part of the loss.
all part of the loss, and you have a lot of small business owners, I'm sure, small operators looking for $7,400, you know, $8,500, encouraging to you that Thad Allen says we're cracking down on BP, we want faster claims. That White House seems to be trying to send that message. I don't know how much of a difference it makes for your constituents.
As of right now, it hasn't happened. The president says he's going to unveil his new plan, and we're excited because we do need to get some help to our small businesses.
All right. Well, Mayor Tim Kant of Fairhope, Alabama, that's a bedroom community of Mobile, but it's on an inlet in Mobile Bay. Think of it as just up Mobile Bay, what'd you say, 8 miles and off to the east
that's
to the right
correct.
There, right, Mayor? All right,
that's
well, thanks
correct.
For joining us, Mayor. We hope the oil stays at bay away from your beaches, and we wish you a whole lot of good luck in keeping it out of there. You'll be talking to the president later on this morning.
Well, BP is also going to be talking to the president this week. They have to officials from BP are going to be talking to Congress in some hearings on Thursday and the president as well. The Takeaway is going to be covering all of that throughout the week, of course. But if you were there on Capitol Hill, what would you say to BP? Balaam from Vallejo, California writes us, BP should be held accountable to the people that died, the oceans they are killing, and the land they destroyed. They should pay the whole bill, even if they go out of business. I assume that he's speaking there about the possible $2 billion escrow fund that some legislators are calling for and that some people think could bankrupt BP. What do you think? What would you say to BP if you were in on these hearings?